Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We're asking you guys to call us about your celebrity choking stories. We just had a virtual listener call up and say that she met Jon Bon Jovi for the very first time. And she was so nervous that she ended up throwing up on his shoes.
God.
That's a pretty tough bar to be set at right now.
Yeah, because vomit, that's not going to ever be good.
But he'll always remember you.
Yes, right. And you'll always remember when you met him. And
yeah.
You made it memorable for Atlanta. Remember that one time we were in Atlanta? That girl threw up on my shoes. So if you got one, give us a call. Not too many coming in, though. Here's John. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, man. Which celebrity did you choke in front of?
Renee Zellweger.
Really? What happened?
They were filming Cold Mountain on my college campus, College of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her across the street and was going to get an autograph. Other people were getting their autographs, and she made eye contact with me. And I landed right on my face because I tripped on the bricks.
Oh, my God. Did you bleed or get any cuts or anything?
I got some cuts on my face.
Oh, on your face?
And
she's actually very, very tiny in person.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Did she give you an autograph?
She did.
Okay.
Well, you got something better than an autograph, because if she made eye contact, that means she actually opened her eyes. And that's not something
you
that she
does. You rarely see
yeah.
that. That's a photo that could get you big money with TMZ. All right, how did you choke in front of a celebrity? 404
4 She pulled up on center stage in a limo and stopped traffic just because of how outrageous I was dressed.
Who?
And I had a Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Well, that's an important part.
I had a crazy pair of sunglasses I made for her, and she pulled up and stopped and was waving and trying to talk to me before we went into the show, and I was just so speechless. So my boyfriend kept on nudging me with his elbow saying, talk, like, you waited months for this, and I just didn't say anything. But then I ended up getting to stand front row and give her a pair of sunglasses that she kissed me for and wore them on stage for Poker Face twice.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome. So good ending to that. So you actually got to make up for it.
Yeah, like, it was the best concert experience ever. Like, it was better than Madonna. Awesome. I paid like $1,000 to see Madonna front row. It was great.
I would love to see, you know, because she's going to be on with us on Monday morning. I'd love to get you on and tell her that story and see if she remembers you. If
I would love that.
If she remembers the speechless part of this, or she remembers the sunglass front row part.
Right.
I wonder if celebrities remember this.
I know she remembers the sunglasses. Like, I know she remembers the sunglasses, but the speechless part, like, I'm sure she remembers the same guy standing there just with my jaw on the ground, like, being like, oh, my God, like, Lady Gaga, like, I love you.
Yeah, and you can't choke on Monday, though, okay?
No choking.
Okay,
no
let me put you on hold, and we'll put you on with her on Monday.
Oh, all right.
All right, hold on.
Hell yeah. He doesn't know what to say. He was speechless again.
Cute.
He's going to have all weekend to stress out about
that.
Why did I agree to that?
Oh, God.
He'll have it all written out on index cards.
I know, right?
He wants to say.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi there.
Hello.
Do you remember when there was a Blockbuster on Peachtree next to Benihana's, and it was 99X, and they had a little concert stage back behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I went there because the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing in Atlanta.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to meet Anthony Kiedis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out looking at a CD or something, and I went up to him, and I was like 16 years old, and I went up to him, and I said, you look familiar, you little chili pepper.
You called him a little chili pepper?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Ooh. What he said.
And what was his reaction?
He just laughed at me. And he knew, I mean, I looked like I was probably like 12 at the time. And he just looked at me, and he gave me an autograph. And at the time, I wrote to Teen Magazine or something. And they put in the back of the magazine for like embarrassing celebrity moments. And that's my moment.
At 16, you little chili pepper.
You little chili pepper.
At 16, it's excusable.
Little nugget.
Hey, Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I was in New York City, and I went to see a movie, and I saw Keanu Reeves, went up to him, oh, hey, you're really cool, whatever, you know. And then I went to go see, watch the movie, and it turns out he was sitting right behind me. That's really cool. Now, I'm kind of deaf, mm-hmm. so I used a captioning device.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I put it, you have to put it in a cup holder, and it's like a really strange looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's staring at me, probably wondering what the hell I was doing. And then as I was working the thing like hits me right in the face.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. Oh. And I turned around, and he was like looking at me like, whoa.
Well, that's always his expression.
And he asked, are you okay? You know, what are you doing? And that was pretty much it. And then, you know, I just explained what it was. And
that's a bless your
heart
moment.
And then he left like 5 minutes later, so I don't know.
Totally.
Oh, hit herself in the head.
She had a little mini conversation with Keanu Reeves, though. That's cool.
Yeah, and then punched herself in the face.
I met Cal Ripken. He's a baseball, like a Hall of Fame baseball player, and he's one of my favorite players ever. And I met him at an event in Washington, D.C., and I turned into like a 12-year-old kid, and I extended my hand, and he extended his hand, and I had nothing to say, and the only thing that came out of my mouth was, I appreciate what you do.
Just like that?
That's all.
That was it. And I'm going to leave now because I'm a tool.
Now, here's the deal. Did you expect him to be there?
Yeah, I knew he was going to be there. It's one of the reasons why we went to the party, yeah.
See, that's the thing that haunts me about the Bon Jovi
encounter. It's the build-up.
Is that I knew, it wasn't like he surprised me. You know what I mean? It's not like I walked downstairs and he was in Le Centrum Cafe getting a, you know, croissant before us one morning. Like, you could have prepared for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the worst part, though, because a friend of mine, we used to work
at... I appreciate what you do, Melissa.
We used to work at a bookstore years ago, and we had authors that would come in, and at the time when Designing Women was this huge, you know, TV show, Dixie Carter had written a book, and she was coming in, and so all the employees were lined up to meet her, so she was going down the line to say hello, thank you so much, and everything, and my friend was at the end of the line, and the build-up, and oh my God, it's Dixie Carter, oh my God, and then when she got to her, my friend screamed in her face and ran in the opposite direction.
Didn't we do this before? Maybe I saw him in an interview talking about this. It was Jamie Foxx, and he was staying in a hotel, and he walks into the elevator, and it's just one woman there, and he is standing next to her, and she starts to talk to him, but she starts stumbling over all of her words, and she gets nervous. And by the time they get to the first floor, he knows that she's so nervous that she passed gas in the elevator.
Oh no.
Sick.
And there's the, I mean.
You can't say anything.
You can't say anything about it, but I know and you know what just happened right there.
Ew.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.